RevivalOven.com.
Another Republican caught fooling around. What's 2012 going to look like for the GOP? Already 30% of the would-be candidates for a Republican run at the presidency have a better shot at True Confessions, a reality show that someone surely should make. Why not? We have Real Housewives, celebs in the jungles, bachelors and bachelorettes looking for mates, or at least their 15 minutes of fame. So Governor Mark Sanford, I'm dying to talk about this, from South Carolina, admits to an affair in a nationally televised press conference. There were tears, rumblings. It was a mess. We have love letters, the apology, and a whole lot more coming up on the show. Plus, the ladies from Iran, more video being released of beatings. The question is, when do they take place and all that other sort of stuff? The Supreme Leader still standing by that call for an end to all of the protests, and there is a lockdown on the media coming out of that country. As many of you know, we've been talking about it, Twitter and all the other social networking sites like Facebook also. That's another way people, YouTube, that's another way they're getting some of the video out. On the lighter side, wow, the U.S. beats Spain in soccer in the Confederations Cup. Is this a miracle on grass? Wow. The U.S. advancing to its first men's FIFA final since starting play in 1916. Way to do it, men. We're going to talk to a former professional soccer player, Tom Gulley, coming up at the bottom of the hour. Speaking of sports, each and every Wednesday, we go to Easy Ticket Mike right from the get-go here on our nationally syndicated America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast and everywhere in between. We're picking up more affiliates, and thank you for your support. Appreciate it. Appreciate all those great emails that that we've been getting. Easy Ticket Mike, how's it going in your world?
Oh, it's going great. It's almost time for American football rather than foreign football, but that's coming up here. Spring training starts, or not spring training, summer training. The summer training camps start the end of next month.
Oh, yeah, and of course there's always so much speculation over what's happening in football. There's no doubt in this country, certainly on sports talk shows and whatnot, and gambling-wise, let's face it, and just for people who want to root for their team and go and watch, football reigns supreme. So, yeah, those training camps are getting closer and closer and closer. It's fun because in the beginning of the season, I used to live in Vegas, Mike, and the fun thing is when they put these crazy odds on the board at all the sports books there for whoever it is to win, you know, the Super Bowl, and you'll get these crazy, like I said, crazy odds, 100-to-1 shot, that kind of thing. And you can just kind of bet on some of the teams that are going to be there. Now, the Dallas Cowboys, again, we're a national show. People are listening all over the place. And I've said this before, but I've traveled with the Cowboys when I was covering them, and they're like rock stars. People either hate the Cowboys outside of Texas or they absolutely love them because they have just tons of fans. Their Cowboy training camp should be packed, just like the Giants and just like the Patriots. All those teams usually have so many people that come out and watch them, and it's hard to believe we're so close to football again, isn't it?
Yeah, the Cowboys, they moved out of Thousand Oaks, and they're down in San Antonio for their training camp now, and or that's where they'll be the end of July.
Yeah,
and they're not really predicted to go very far. They said this year, but that probably means that they will be in the Super Bowl then.
So. That's right. Don't believe the pundits. It's just speculation and hot air all over the talk radio airwaves. So, you know, it's anybody's guess. Pittsburgh, if they play the way they played last year, they look good, right? Of course, you can't count the Giants out. Who knows with the Patriots, Tom Brady, et cetera, back in the fold. I mean, you never know. Let's put it this way. right now, everybody listening to us, your team has a chance at the Super Bowl. That's what's so exciting. You get into the season, and then you get a better gauge of it. Now, when we go into the season, I'm assuming, of course, because you have tickets to everything, you'll have tickets to all kinds of games all over the country.
Yeah, we've got a slew of tickets here for the Jones Stadium here in where the Cowboys play. But we've got tickets to pretty much any game in any city, whether it's home or away, and we can get some really good seats for the fans.
All right, so just remember, you go to easy-ticket.com. And, of course, baseball still in the thick of it, obviously. Now, we've been talking about the Dodgers a lot. Dodgers have been a really fun team to watch, I think, this season. They've had little slumps here and there, but not really when you look at their record. And, of course, the Boston Red Sox, you mentioned it even in your note to me, the Boston Red Sox are right on top in the American League, too. And would you believe, I got a bunch of buddies that are covering the All-Star game. It's just a couple of weeks away from the All-Star game, so now things will really start to heat up, don't you think?
Yeah, usually what happens to the Rangers, I've been following the Rangers here lately, but they've dropped their last five games. They're playing the Razorbacks tonight. I think they were winning, but they've lost. They lost last night to the Razorbacks. But the Rangers, usually they kind of fall apart after the All-Star game because the Texas Heat starts hitting them. The Dodgers, they played the White Sox tonight, and they got beat by the White Sox. The White Sox had six home runs in their game tonight.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. By the way, for everybody listening, LSU with a College World Series title again in just crazy. They're going crazy in Baton Rouge. Tigers whooped up on Texas 11-4, so it's their sixth national title. Quickly, we're almost out of time, but you have concert tickets too. Who are the hot concerts around the country?
Oh, there's a lot of country western stars touring right now. Toby Keith, Brad Paisley, Taylor Swift's out. She's doing a ton of shows in a lot of cities. There's Pink is coming to she'll be on tour this fall. And actually, she's coming here to Dallas on my birthday. But I don't think I'm going to go see her.
Skip that one.
Yeah, Clapton and Stevie Winwood, they were here last night. They were here in Dallas last night. They're doing a tour. They'll be in they'll be in Phoenix on I think Friday, and out in L.A. On Sunday, I think. So they're doing a bang up tour themselves, and Metallica's going through. They'll be on tour this fall. So there's a slew of concerts for just about any genre.
Okay, so again, easy-ticket.com. That's where you want to head for tickets. And as he said, whether you're a fan, whatever genre of music, whether it's rock and roll, country, hip-hop, etc., of course, there's all kinds of things that happen in the summer. We talked about it before. Summertime really is one of the big times, obviously, for concerts. By the way, because I got a quick email here for you baseball fans, bottom of the ninth, the Rangers 2, Diamondbacks 1. The Mets shut down the Cardinals 11-0. Someone asked me that score. The hated or the loved Yankees beat the Braves, doubling them up 8-4. Boy, I bet you the governor of South Carolina wishes he could just focus on baseball and not on what's happened recently. We're going to talk about that later. Hang with us.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
You know, this is my hot button if you've been listening to America Tonight, this whole financial mess that we're in, starting with the fall, what happened in the bailouts, et cetera, and the dreaded three letters, AIG. And we've talked about this for the past 8 months. I mean, even before that, because business is one of the things that we do here on ATN. Kate Delaney hanging with you as per usual. You can flip me an email day or night, coast to coast, everywhere in between. AmericaTonight.net. Naomi Prince joins us now, and she's written a book called It Takes a Pillage. I love the take on that, if you get my meaning. Behind the bailouts, bonuses, and backroom deals from Washington to Wall Street. Naomi, thanks so much for popping on ATN. We appreciate the time.
Oh, thanks a lot, Kate, for having me on.
So, you know, you worked in this world. I mean, you did the investment banking thing. Before we dive into what's happening currently with the bailouts, et cetera, and the Bernanke thing is now getting a lot of attention, are you surprised at all about the situation that we've been in really since last fall, that all of a sudden various companies having their hand out and needing the money, needing the bailouts? Does that surprise you from where you were in that industry?
You know what surprises me, Kate, is how much money they needed. I think this was, you know, something that was happening for years, this buildup of the types of assets and products that Wall Street was creating even from the time when I left, which was a while ago now in 2002, with the intent of having more and more risk. Which was more and more profitable for a while until things go wrong. And when they go wrong, credit risk in particular fails very quickly, very badly. And that's kind of what we're seeing here. The first bank that failed was Bear Stearns, and that was because they just took a lot of risk on with a lot of credit unworthy products and trades, and that just was part of a market that then went into free fall. I'm surprised at the extent of this bailout. I never would have thought it would have had the magnitude that it's had.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. So now as a result of that, the push is on for one regulatory body and to give more power, and I'm just summarizing this, but to basically give more power to the Fed. Do you like that idea? I'm guessing you're going to tell me no.
I think that's one of the most insane parts of this plan or any plan that would actually suggest giving more power to the Fed. The Fed's job, or one of its jobs, it has many, is to regulate the banking industry. And as part of that, maybe it's not supposed to be clairvoyant, but it certainly has a lot more information and can ask for a lot more information as to the real health of banks if it chooses to decide whether things are going wrong. And in my book, and it takes a pillage, I mean, I go back to 2005 with specifics of this crisis where the Fed had actual reports from their own different banks within the Federal Reserve System saying that things were going wrong. So, A, they ignored that. What's worse is they allowed mergers to happen to create these, like, too-big-to-fail banks, to make them bigger and more expensive to prop up when it is their job to be able to say no. They are allowed to reject any merger. That is something that is in their power in the mandate of the Act for the Fed. So they didn't see it coming, or they chose to ignore it. They made these bigger institutions even bigger, and then they spent, by the current tally now, and it's not really a number that's out there because it's so insanely big, $7.5 trillion worth of Fed to subsidize the current banking system. And that's insane. So to give them more power after they've screwed all that up so badly and so expensively makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah, I agree. So as somebody who's skilled in the money field, what's your solution? What do you think?
Well, I think instead of trying to tweak around these too-big-to-fail institutions and find regulators or give power to existing regulators to deal with the complexities, I think you make the environment easier. I've been saying for a while now that if you break up the banks, I'm not saying nationalize them, I'm saying break them into functions. Insurance companies, commercial banks that deal with consumers, investment banks like Bear Stearns, like Lehman Brothers that went bankrupt, that can basically not have to be subsidized by the government when there's a tremendous failure. And then you have a landscape that's actually able to be regulated and doesn't hinder the entire economy when it takes on too much risk and screws up, because the only thing that the government will be responsible for are the banks that deal directly with consumers whose tax money effectively goes into the government and therefore kind of has a little bit of a stake in that protection and doesn't bail the rest of the AIGs and other institutions out. You just make the environment simpler rather than trying to deal with the complexities that exist.
Oh, boy, I so agree with that analysis. That's exactly – take a pie and split it up into pieces, and that's exactly – what you want. I think it would work way better. I just hate the idea of the Fed having all that power. How dangerous would that be? Hey, CNBC, absolutely. Huffington Post, Nomi, and a slew of other financial papers, etc. I get IBD. They were talking about it. What's this deal with Ben Bernanke, the Republicans? There's a Republican congressman who's saying, look, he covered up a big role in the B of A Merrill deal and absolutely used inappropriate threats. Do you think there's, you know, this is just a bunch of hot air, or do you think there might be more to that?
Well, I think he and probably the Treasury Secretary, Hank Paulson, at the time, did threaten. I mean, I don't know if they physically put Ken Lewis in a corner and said they would beat him, but, I mean, they certainly wanted Merrill Lynch to be taken into the Bank of America hierarchy. They showed with their money that they basically backed that deal to happen. They gave money to Merrill Lynch on its way to becoming part of Bank of America. Ben Bernanke had the authority to allocate that money. So once that merger started to happen, the Fed and the Treasury Department both really didn't want it to go away. They wanted the deal to go through. So there were threats that came out in terms of whether Ken Lewis backed out, that he might be looking at not having the same job that he has, not staying as the CEO and chairman of the company. I mean, as it turns out, the shareholders voted him out as chairman, and he is just CEO, but that's certainly still a powerful position there. But I think judging how mergers work on Wall Street and how the Fed, the component of Wall Street, it's very likely that there were some harsh words that actually happened and that made that merger occur.
Yeah, I agree. Tim Geithner, if you had to grade him, how would you say Geithner's doing in his role now?
I think he's perpetuating some of the same things that had been going on before he got into the role. He's a little bit more public about it than perhaps Paulson was, but not dramatically so. I think he wants to believe that the worst is behind us in terms of the banking system crisis, and that since some of the banks are starting to pay back some of their TARP money that they got last year, including JPMorgan Chase and Goldman Sachs, that's an indication of stability. And I think he tries to put a positive spin on that, but I think his proposals – and even putting a positive spin on a sector that's really not that healthy, unfortunately. It's really not. It has taken up a lot of money and a lot of subsidies, but it's not in a healthy state. I mean, it still has a lot of losses coming onto its books. And even the FDIC said it's about 22% less able to take on losses this quarter than it was at the end of last year. And that end of last year was horrific. So I think Geithner is trying to hope this crisis passes by what's happened, and I think that's not necessarily realistic.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. All right, so the book is It Takes a Pillage, Behind the Bonuses, Bailouts, and Backroom Deals from Washington to Wall Street. Now, this book isn't even out yet. It's on pre-order. Like, if you go on Amazon, you can order it ahead of time. Wow.
Yeah, it's already, yeah, and I am keeping a lot of the numbers behind it on my website, so it's a little bit of a pre-everything, just because this stuff happens so fast.
That's right.
It'll continue to happen quickly, as we've seen, and certainly.
Every day, you don't know what's going to happen. Nomi, you were a great guest. Can we have you back on again?
Oh, I would love to come on again. That'd be awesome.
All right, congratulations on yet another book. And I love the title. The title's brilliant, by the way. Did it take you a long time to come up with that title? No?
Sorry?
Did it take you a long time to come up with that title?
You know, it's funny. I was using the term pillage just generally to describe what had happened, and it was one of those over glasses of wine, oh, this makes sense kind of moment.
That's what I thought.
My titles really happened, so yeah.
That's great. Good for you. All right, good luck with the book. We'll talk to you down the line. Thanks for joining us in America Tonight.
More coffee!
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them.
There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code iodine at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Story of the day, of course, politics, politics, and more politics with the GOP. This time, the governor, who I actually liked for turning down the stimulus originally, remember, Governor Sanford, who ended up in an incredible mess. Who knows if he would have had this massive confession on national television if the reporters hadn't found his car at the Atlanta airport. But you know what? This is a day truly for celebration. Why? Because if you bleed any of that American pride, trust me, Americans have struggled for a long time on certain stages in the soccer field, if you will. And beating Spain, as I mentioned earlier, 2-1, huge. I can't even begin to tell you how big that is for USA soccer. Somebody who can put it in better perspective, I think, than I can is somebody who's lived and breathed the sport his whole life, my pal Tom Gulley, who not too long ago, maybe 6 months ago, he was filling in for me a couple of times on America Tonight. Hey, Tom, how are you doing?
Oh, I am doing great. It's like for a U.S. soccer fan, today is like you woke up June 24th and somebody said, hey, wake up, Kate, it's Christmas. And you said, it's June 24th, it's not Christmas. Oh, no, you get all your gifts today, you don't have to go to work, nothing like that, it's Christmas today. That's what it's like for U.S. soccer fans.
Yeah, tell me about the game, because of course I read the recaps and I saw some slices of it, but not the whole game. You know, who was the biggest difference maker, and how would you describe what happened?
Well, I would think that the most shocking thing about this game is, if you're a rabid U.S. soccer fan like myself, you're used to the U.S. kind of coming out and playing a little more laid back and kind of letting the other team dictate the game. And certainly playing against Spain, 35 games in a row without losing, 15 straight wins, hadn't been scored on in five straight games, you would think the United States would sort of take their lead. Wrong. I was shocked. The United States came out from the kickoff, and not just one player, everybody, and really took the game to Spain with an immense amount of pace and pressure that I've never seen the United States play with before.
Yeah, that was a great strategy. As I've been reading different headlines, they're describing the Spanish soccer players as just simply shell-shocked, you know, that their unbeaten run, as you just said, is over, is done, and of all people, the Americans are the ones to upset them, which is the unlikely, let's face it, the America's the underdog here. That was an unlikely storyline, right?
The most unlikely. The United States' first two games in this tournament, the Confederations Cup, which is basically the continental champions of every continent in the world, plus the World Cup champion. It is a very, very competitive tournament. And in their first two games, they lost by a total score of 6-1. Nobody thought they would even make the next stage, much less play Spain and defeat them. The first goal the U.S. scored was also, unlike the United States team, a 19-year-old forward who plays in Spain, Jose Altidore, muscled a world-class defender off the ball and just finished it clinically past maybe one of the best goalkeepers of all time, not just the best in the world right now, Iker Casillas of Spain, and the place just went bonkers. The South African fans, of course, hoping not to play Spain, their team is in the other semifinal, were rooting for the United States pretty heavily.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. I think I said 2-1, but it was a shutout. It was 2-0, right?
Oh, yes, it was 2-0. Yeah. And the second goal, Clint Dempsey, amazing vision, took advantage of a little lackadaisical play on the part of Piquet, the amazingly good defender from Spain, and snuck up behind him pretty much and just volleyed the ball past the defender and the goalkeeper into the net, and that pretty much put the game out of reach. The United States was under siege the entire game, though, and Tim Howard, the U.S. goalkeeper, was probably the man of the match.
All right, so the goalkeeper, he was the man. I like it. That's what I was looking for. Who was the key in this one? Do you think that this, when stuff like this happens, does this pump up soccer in the U.S.? Because you know this, Tom. For some reason, in some areas, soccer is huge, and it's certainly the youth soccer leagues are big. But why doesn't professional soccer really soar? Is it because of football and baseball and just the way we're raised, or what?
I think that's part of it. You know, most nations don't have four really, you know, robust sports leagues like we do. But I think another part of it is that, you know, I'm in my mid-40s, and I'm part of pretty much the first generation of Americans that have had soccer since their teen years. And there was just a small percentage that did when I was a teenager. Now, I think games like this one we had today, I think non-soccer fans have had very, very good reason to say, yeah, but the U.S. can't win against the good teams. I think games like this one today will establish a culture little by little with that, you know, youth group that's, you know, desperately looking for a team they can follow in their national team. And I think this game today did a lot. This game today across the world did a lot for United States soccer.
Yeah, and what happens, you know, some of the players, and you mentioned some of the players, what happens with some of these players? What does that do to their profile? What's around the bend for some of them?
You know, it's just kind of like if a player that's a little bit below the radar is on a team that goes a lot further than you'd think in the NCAA tournament, maybe a player from, you know, Gonzaga or something. It just raises their stature and their cachet among other teams in the world because they've seen them perform at a very high level. So whereas the U.S. players, as compared to Spain, aren't the marquee players, there will probably be few of them that are playing in secondary leagues or in second divisions that are sought after by some of the bigger clubs in Europe.
Yeah. And so now it's Thursday, South Africa versus Brazil in the other semifinals. Who would you rather see? This is almost a dumb question. I know what you're going to say. Who would you rather see the United States, Tom, play in the final
on
Sunday?
I mean, the soccer fan in me would almost like to see Brazil to see a rematch, because Brazil just made the U.S. look completely amateur last week. But realistically, I prefer to play South Africa. The U.S. played a friendly, an exhibition in South Africa last year and won 1-0. So they're not a walkover by any means. But, yeah, you'd much rather see them play South Africa. The Brazilians, obviously an incredible team.
Yeah, and there's still opportunities in this country for you to have a career in soccer, certainly. So when I said that, you know, it would be great to see it catch on, and there are some areas where it has, you still can have a pretty decent career, right? You can, right here in the States, MLS.
Yes, Major League Soccer. Landon Donovan, who's a linchpin in the United States team and had one of his best matches ever today, he makes, I believe, $1 million before endorsements. Of course, David Beckham,
mm-hmm.
not an American, but is doing pretty well even still. He plays for a team overseas, but his contract is held by Major League Soccer. So, players are making a living wage. Donovan's at the high end of the scale, but there are players even at the low end making $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year. So between that and $900,000, the players are kind of scattered all throughout that. Major League Soccer has a system where they hold the contracts to all the players, and then they're signed to various teams. So, the league cap in salary and the team caps are kept in very, very, very close watch. So we don't have a repeat of the North American Soccer League.
That's right, because you wanted to at least survive and hopefully thrive. That's obviously the name of the game. And you did dabble in soccer. I know you didn't certainly want to play this up, but you did dabble in soccer. Hey, I can't say as I was a decent tennis player at one point, Tom, in my career, but I can never say that I played anything professionally. And you, my friend, can at least say that you were there. You were part of a team, right?
Yes. I like to tell people that I didn't play, but I was dressed up in a uniform for a lot of the games. The Major League Soccer actually is one of the reasons the United States won today, because before that league, we really had nowhere for our players to get training and competition that would allow them to maybe go overseas, but certainly become better than players who, really don't have to play league matches every week. And that's what's established and developed the player pool that now American coaches have to draw from, rather than having to draw from maybe 10 or 15 guys that managed to go overseas and get a job.
Yeah.
They've got a whole, 13-team league filled with players that are all competing for those, 18 or 19 spots on the U.S. national team. So even if you don't like soccer, you kind of got to get excited about what happened today over in South Africa.
Oh, boy, I completely agree with that. Which is better in this country, not the other players? I'm not talking about the other clubs. We get that. But which is better, men's or women's soccer? Who are the better players from the U.S.?
If you're talking about, which of the two programs has done better within their discipline, it's obviously the women.
Yeah,
they've won a World Cup. They draw very well. They're extremely dominant. The pool of good teams is not quite as robust as it is in the men's side of it, but that's changing extremely rapidly. We have a great feeder system in the NCAA that gives us a tremendous advantage over a lot of the other nations in the world when it comes to the women. Mia Hamm and Julie Foudy and that whole crew did a great job of seeding that, here in our country. So, yes, they're much more dominant. The Confederations Cup will be the first final that the men's senior team has ever made, ever.
That's terrific.
We've gotten to third in the World Cup before, back in 1930, but this will be the first time the men have ever played, the senior men have ever played. Some of the youth teams have gotten to world finals and things, but this will be our first final Sunday.
I love it. I'll be watching. Tom, thanks, as always, for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Go USA.
Yeah, go USA. I concur. And I'm kind of hoping Brazil. I agree with Tom. If Brazil kicked our butt, let's kick them back on Sunday. Hang through. The governor of South Carolina. We're talking about it next.
Don't worry. I got the point all right. You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast and everywhere in between, including overseas. But let's take to the streets of New York, Clifton Park, to be specific. Check this out. Remember the story of the case, maybe you don't, of the severed snake head and the dish of broccoli at an upstate New York restaurant? Well, they're saying it might go unsolved. A diner said he found the snake head back in the beginning of May, while eating at a TGIF Fridays in Clifton Park. But lab tests showed the head hadn't been cooked, indicating it was added to the broccoli at the restaurant. Oh. So state police say they can't determine how the snake wound up in the dish, and that investigation has been closed. Because here's the deal. The statute, I guess, of limitations is 5 years. So if someone comes up with evidence within that time, as we know, charges could still be filed. Oof, the idea of a snake head and some broccoli that you're eating at Fridays doesn't sound very appetizing to me. And speaking of broccoli, let's move from broccoli to another vegetable, asparagus. Check this out for a school mascot. How does this sound? Williamsburg, Virginia. Ugh, love Williamsburg, Virginia. The College of William and Mary in Virginia is looking for a mascot, right? And so ideas have pretty much ranged from a feathered horse to an asparagus stalk. Oh, that's brutal. The school said more than 400 nominations have been submitted. William and Mary for decades was known as the Indians, but the school changed its nickname to the tribe in the 80s. And remember, the NCAA ruled in 2006 that the college could keep the tribe nickname, but its feathered logo was demeaning to Native Americans and it had to be booted. So the school's athletic teams will still be called the tribe, but the college wants a mascot that might or it may not match the nickname. The asparagus stalk supporters are saying that if served with cheese, the vegetable represents the school colors. Oh, that's just brutal. The school's president gets to make the final decision. I mean, surely someone has come up with something a little bit better than that as far as a mascot is concerned. Because remember, a lot of times you have people dress up like them. Sometimes the mascot becomes the symbol of the team, both in college and in pros. Well, this is scary. We talked about now, what, a snakehead in broccoli, a mascot that made no sense, and then these 80,000 bees living in an Ontario home. Always my always my fear. Scientists that are back in their laboratories in St. Catharines are trying to crack the mystery of the missing honeybees, and everyone's, of course, complaining. You know this. This has been a big story lately about the bees being short and dying and all that sort of stuff. Well, at this one home, Stan DeFrusco is saying, look, they're not doing it at my place. They're having a great time and obviously partying. It turns out the insects have a real history of making a beeline for his house and calling it home. He discovered back in 2007 that there were a ton of bees. He noticed them swarming in a tree in his backyard and followed them to see where else they were in a wooden panel above a window at the rear of the house. And then they found, I guess, they're saying as many as 80,000 bees. So then they're all over the joints of the house. So this guy didn't get a bunch of bee killer or raid or whatever. He called a contractor who had a local beekeeper on staff, and the guy pressed a telescope to a wall in the house that's now seemed to be turned into a giant hive and confirmed what was going on. The guy said there was a lot of humming behind the plaster coming from three colonies of honeybees living in the walls in behind a bedroom, a bathroom, and one of his daughter's rooms. So they had to evacuate their house for a week. The plaster was peeled back, revealing all the bees. They hunted for the queens, put one in a hive box outside the house, coaxing the rest of the colony to follow. That's wild. And lured the bees by moving the many of the honeycombs that were found. So, see, what happens is most of that fragile wax crumbles and it leaves, you know, all that honey behind. And apparently it was an incredible mess. So the guy had his house back, and it was in the process of being renovated. And I guess the insurance bill didn't really cover the whole discovering of the bees. He should have sold the bees to somebody, right? 80,000 bees. Can you imagine, Donovan, if they peeled back your walls and found bees or some other animals living in the walls? I had friends that they kept smelling this weird odor, and it turns out that they had two rats that died, and they were behind their walls. Giant rats.
That's just creepy.
That is creepy. I don't want anything behind the walls. Termites, even thinking of termites is enough, but bees? And then the thing with the giant rats, ooh. And they would have never known they were there. They had to have an exterminator come in. They had to dig around. It was a mess. And that caused some damage to their house. They had to have stuff peeled away, too. That's the thing, to get to the source. And with the bees, obviously, you heard me talk about the hive and what they had to do with the hive. So it certainly wasn't an easy task.
Well, you would think with bees, they would be able to collect at least some of that honey and, you know, package it and sell it or do
That's
something.
That's what I
useful.
Thought. Yeah, with all the complaints that people are having that they can't get the honey, they're having trouble mining it in some of the traditional places because what I just said, the bees are dying, and they can't have it. They don't have the material anymore to come up with the honey. Not all places, but some places are seeing a shortage, certainly. It is the 25th of June, rather, Thursday. It is the 176th day of the year. If we go back in history, in 1938, the Fair Labor Standards Act of 1938, because that's what they called it, was enacted. How's that working now? 1959, spree killer Charles Starkweather, who was just 20, was put to death in Nebraska's electric chair. And also, Eamon de Valera was inaugurated as president of Ireland. In 1973, White House counsel John Dean began testifying before the Senate Watergate Committee. You know, we've been talking about some of those Nixon tapes that have been released, 154 hours of stuff, all kinds of things on it. 1996, a truck bomb killed 19 Americans and injured hundreds at a U.S. military housing complex in Saudi Arabia. Sad, sad story there. 10 years ago, during a news conference, President Bill Clinton said the people of Serbia had to get out of denial about the atrocities that have been going on and decide if Milosevic was fit to remain president of Yugoslavia. Also, on a sports note, the San Antonio Spurs won their first title. They beat the Knicks 78-77 in a thrilling Game 5 of the NBA Finals. 5 years ago, you know, we're talking about political scandals, Jack Ryan withdrew from the U.S. Senate race in Illinois after allegations of sex club visits with his then-wife, actress Jeri Ryan. She said that he wanted to do that, and that's why she got divorced from him and all that sort of stuff. Also, President George W. Bush and his wife, Laura, opened a European trip as they arrived in Ireland. 1 year ago, a divided Supreme Court struck down a Louisiana law that allowed capital punishment for people convicted of raping children under 12. The ruling also invalidated laws in five other states that allowed for executions for child rape that didn't match in the death of the victim. We have birthdays, and I'm going to take a guess that you're going to know at least six of the names that I mentioned on the list. Are you ready? Here we go. I'm just going to go all over the place on this one. Actress June Lockhart is 84. Think hard and you'll know June Lockhart. Basketball Hall of Famer Willis Reed, 67. Also celebrating a birthday, a guy who I think is hilarious, Ricky Gervais, 48 years old, actor, writer, director, Brit, been in a ton of movies. Actor John Benjamin Hinckley is 46. Rock singer George Michael, I know you know who he is. He makes tons of headlines, or has in the past, 46 years old. Houston Rockets centerman Dikembe Mutombo, 43. Actress Angela Kinsey from The Office, you know her, 38 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, rock singer Tim Finn is 57 years old. Actor-comedian Jimmy Walker, you know who he is, James Walker, Good Times, 62 years old. Ringing a bell for anyone? Singer Carly Simon, 64 years old. Come on, you know, Anticipation, you know Carly Simon, right? From the Blue Oyster Cult, rock musician Alan Lanier is 63. R&B singer Eddie Floyd, 72. From the group Toto, David Pasch, and I hope I'm saying that right, is 55 years old. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy, happy birthday to you. Thanks from Amanda Donovan for his help and all of you for listening and writing in. Take care and keep it here.